message today, President Obama says it is important to provide for veterans.
We have to serve them and their families as well as they've served us by making sure that they get the health care and benefits they need, by caring for our wounded warriors and supporting our military families, and by giving veterans the chance to go to college, find a good job, and enjoy the freedom that they risked everything to protect.
In this week's Republican address, Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins criticizes the president for not moving forward with the Keystone XL pipeline.
Ours is a state that would be part of the Keystone XL pipeline, a job-creating project the president has repeatedly blocked. An overwhelming majority of the American people and a bipartisan coalition in Congress supports Keystone.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a warning about possible or about portable pools. CPSC Chairman Irene Inez Tannenbaum says portable pools pose a significant hazard for kids unless safety measures are followed.
1 in 10 pool drownings involves a portable pool. Tragically, drowning is the leading cause of unintentional deaths for children.
An estimated 300 children 5 years old or younger drown in pools and spas each year. This is SRN News.
The Dennis Miller Show, every weeknight at 9, News Talk 660, K-Sky. Live from the studios of News Talk 660, K-Sky. This is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
Good afternoon, Dallas-Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, host of the DFW Medical Magazine, and I'm also the clinic director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. And I want to thank all of you for spending part of your Saturday and the beginning of your Labor Day weekend, part of that weekend spent with us here learning about health and wellness. Joining me is the great Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass.
I am so great, Brian, that I know that this isn't the Labor Day weekend.
Oh, this is
Memorial Day weekend, my man. So, but we're glad you're listening anyway, and we want y'all to have a great Memorial Day weekend. And then in 3 months, we want you to have a great Labor Day weekend as well.
Doug, thank you very much for catching that. And if all of you at home were thinking to yourself, is it Labor Day? It's actually Memorial Day. Solid point. What I really want to do is just can this show and replay it in Labor Day, but we can't do that anymore now.
Well, you know, it's very confusing anyway, because on Labor Day, you're not supposed to work. You're supposed to take the time off. And it has nothing to do with the woman who's pregnant and who's having a baby. So it's all very confusing.
So what you're saying is in September, we're not celebrating women in labor.
Absolutely not, unless your wife is there, and then you best be with her.
Okay. And, well, now, thank you for clearing that up. We also have Kevin Stewart of Victory Chiropractic joining us as well. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be here, Dr. Brian.
Well, Kevin, it's always good to have you here, because out of the three of us, we tend to rely on you or lean heavily on you for somebody to have actually good comments worth listening to.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, if anyone knows anything about me, I love being on the internet. I love being online, finding good research articles with good science behind them, and just sending it to you and talking about it. It's kind of a passion of mine.
You know, Kev, that's really impressive, because when I was your age, I loved to be on the internet, but I was researching something completely different.
And you're one step ahead of the posse because of that. But no, Kevin really is the research guru of this group of three stooges, and really has a thirst for knowledge. And that comes in very, very handy to Brian and I.
It certainly does. And one of the things, Kevin, that you found and brought to my attention was an article that was actually written and reported on in the Daily Telegraph, which is in the U.K., and the Daily Telegraph is one of their big online journals out there, and they published an article about statin drugs. And before we get too heavy into this article, because I want to break it down for a number of reasons, but I want you guys listening to really understand that your health there is a real and true warfare going on right now, and the battle is for your health. There is so much, I don't even want to call it misinformation, but false information about drugs, about the effects of drugs, and about the effectiveness of drugs. There's so much misinformation out there that it's shocking at what people are doing in trying to become healthy. And how difficult it is to truly be healthy if you're listening to the mainstream media and you're reading mainstream reports and you're only taking the advice of your medical doctor. Now, I love all medical doctors, and I'm not trying to rip on medical doctors, because there is a real and true need for medical doctors and for medicine and for good people out there in the healthcare field. But the difference between being on a medicine and living a healthy life is night and day. We, as a human species, were not designed or intended to consume medications on a day-after-day-after-day basis. Medications don't make us healthy. They medicate a problem, which is covering it up. And there's an honest-to-goodness warfare going on for your health, and we have to take action. And one of the steps to taking action is to become very, very proactive. So, Kevin, you brought this to my attention, and the article, again, it was written in the Daily Telegraph, which is in the Daily Mail, which is in the UK. The article is titled "Why Everyone," and everyone is in all caps, "Why Everyone Over 50 Needs to Be Taking Statins, Which Is Cholesterol Busting Pills, Cut Risk of Heart Attack or Stroke." And this article is so wrong on so many levels that it's heartbreaking. And Kevin, you sent it to me, and what was one of the first things you thought of?
Well, I was really shocked that they were talking about the cholesterol drugs as a way to help fix other issues such as heart attack or stroke. It just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. And Doug, you read the article. You're in that category over 50. What's the first thing you thought of?
Well, what you just said. I mean, whenever you sent me the article, basically the premise of the article is that everybody over 50 should be on these drugs for the rest of their life. And it was scary to me to think that kind of what people want me to do from this point forward in my life is to write me off as being an old codger and get me three or four medicines that get me through the day. John Lennon also wrote about the Daily Mail in one of the Beatles songs, and he also wrote, you know, the song "Whatever Gets You Through the Night," but I'm not really into taking prescribed medications to get through every day. And if you read this article the way that I read this article, that's basically the point of the article. Everybody my age and older should be on a statin every day for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and one of the problems that I have with this is it does not go into any real depth of how dangerous and how bad the side effects of statin drugs are. So here in just a little bit, we're going to talk about some of the side effects of the statin drugs. But one of the major side effects is, and this is something that's been reported in our clinic at Victory Chiropractic, is one of the people that have statins, but one of the major side effects is muscle pain. And if anybody has muscle pain, you know how difficult it is on a day-to-day basis to get by. And so many people have muscle aches and pains that they end up taking muscle relaxers or prescription medications for. And a lot of times the muscle pain is caused by something you're trying to take as a preventative measure. Well, then all of a sudden you have another problem that is being caused by the drug, and the drug that you're taking for the initial problem isn't very helpful in the first place. So we're going to get into a few real details about statin drugs. But one of the things I want you guys to understand is that the body was intended to be healthy. And if you have high cholesterol, there is an underlying mechanism. There's a reason for you having high cholesterol. And unless you stop the reason for the high cholesterol will continue. And high cholesterol is nothing more than a symptom of an unhealthy body. It's not the problem.
Right. It's a symptom of an unhealthy lifestyle. And what this article is here to tell you is you treat that problem with the medication. And what we're here to tell you is that you treat that problem with a healthy diet and a lot of good exercise.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's important to realize is that your body can heal. Even if you have high cholesterol, you can lower your cholesterol. Kevin and I have done studies at the office, and we've been proven across the board that we can lower cholesterol. And just because you have high cholesterol, that does not necessarily mean you're going to end up with heart disease. And that's the main thing that people are trying to do is prevent heart disease. And there are so many healthier ways you can do to not have to worry about cholesterol medications. So let me kind of backtrack a little bit. For those of you who may not be familiar with what statins are a group of drugs that are designed to lower your cholesterol levels. So your doctor may have put you on a cholesterol-lowering medication, but it may not necessarily be a statin. So when we're talking about statins, we're talking about cholesterol-lowering medications, and your body is intended to be healthy, and you can use the proper foods and the proper nutritional supplements to lower your cholesterol naturally and not have the negative side effects of the statin drugs or the cholesterol-lowering medications. So you're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you in part by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, also brought to you by our friends at Adventure Play Care in Southlake, Texas. Adventure Play Care is where we keep our kids when we want to have a date night or when we need to do extra work at the office. Our kids go to Adventure Play Care, and they have a great time. They have locations in Southlake and in Mansfield, and it's a fantastic place to take your kids. The DFW Medical Magazine is also brought to you in part by the Boardroom Salon, which is a fantastic place to get your haircut. It's where I get my haircut, and they have locations all across the Metroplex, including right there in the heart of Southlake, Texas, in the town center. This is Dr. Brian Imphius, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. We'll be right back after a few short messages. Stay tuned.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America, weekdays from 5 to 8 a.m. on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Tune in to the Best Home Show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Make plans to listen to the Best Home Show. Later this afternoon from 5 to 6 to make your home the best it can be. The Best Home Show on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
Well, it's spring and it's time to do some of the most important gardening of the year, and I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, who can help you do just that. I teach people how to garden and do landscaping and compost making and pest control the natural way. We spend a lot of time talking about trees because that's my favorite subject because it's where the most money is spent. I'm Howard Garrett. Let's get together this weekend. Hope to see you then.
Join Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, every Sunday morning at 8, right here on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
The Bible says to pay every debt. Let none remain due to any man. The Bible also says that we're not created to be debt slaves. After all, the borrower is servant to the lender. So when it comes to mortgages, credit card debts, car loans, student loans, shouldn't we exercise our God-given right to live debt-free? Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've now shown over 3 million people some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. And now I want to show you, too. Let me rush you a free copy of my debt-free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-5460. The truth is, once you discover these powerful secrets, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. It has been said that God helps those who help themselves. So help yourself to a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible while it's still available. Call 1-800-600-5460. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-5460. 1-800-600-5460.
You go to the bank, the identity thief does too, except he's setting up a checking account in your name. Two lives. The difference? The thief is dedicated to ruining yours. That's why you need to call 1-800-638-6157 and get LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Call 1-800-638-6157 to get peace of mind. After all, LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Call 1-800-638-6157 to get a risk-free 60-day trial of LifeLock Ultimate. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Use promo code ENROLL60. Check LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-638-6157 for LifeLock Ultimate. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. But did you know that Dalworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dalworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dalworth. And only Dalworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dalworth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dalworth clean. Dalworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dalworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dalworth clean.
New choice. Intelligent talk. News Talk 660. K-Sky. 866-660-KSKY is the number to call to ask your questions to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the
light meets the dark. Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, everybody, and thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with us. We're talking about statin drugs and some of the fallacies that go along with taking cholesterol-lowering medications. Now, this is a very touchy subject for a lot of people because there are a lot of people out there that have high cholesterol levels, that are struggling with heart disease, that have a family history of heart disease. So what I want you guys to understand is that your health is in your hands, and it's vital to you to fully understand how your body works. And I think sometimes the media, so to speak, the general population, they get a hold of something and they run with it, and to the detriment of society. And I'll give you an example. Back in the late 70s and early 80s and on in through the 90s, everybody was afraid of the word fat. You were not allowed to eat fat anymore. And people just said, oh, you can't eat fat. Don't eat fat. Take all the fat out of your diet. And then they turned around and realized, oh, looks like we do need fat, that fat does play a vital role in our in the human diet. But the damage had already been done. And I think that the cholesterol fad is the same way, that people are so scared of cholesterol levels that they're missing the point that cholesterol plays a vital role in our bodies. And I'll give you a perfect example. I cannot tell you how many times a patient has talked to me about how afraid they are to eat eggs because the eggs are so high in cholesterol, and their doctor had them scared to death about consuming foods that have cholesterol. Cholesterol is not the problem. High cholesterol is a symptom of something being wrong within the body, but it's not necessarily a direct relationship to you getting heart disease. Cholesterol has many, many functions in the body, and if you don't have cholesterol in the body, if you don't consume cholesterol in your day-to-day diets, then your body's going to become deficient in some areas. And when you're deficient in certain areas, the body will ramp up production of things. And when you ramp up production because you're not getting it in your diet, you can have the perception of a cholesterol problem. But let me just give you a few examples of things that are used in the body by cholesterol. See, cholesterol in the body is used to produce steroid hormones. You use cholesterol, the body takes cholesterol and then makes the steroid hormones or the sex hormones, the progesterones, the testosterones, the estrogens. All of those things are needed in the body on a day-to-day regular basis. Cholesterol also helps, hinders, whatever you want to look at it. If you have a blood vessel and you get cholesterol that builds up there, it's known as a fatty plaque. Well, cholesterol is not just going to gather for no reason. It's going to help to cholesterol will be helped to try and keep that artery from developing a hole in it or a tear in it. Because if you tear an artery, you're going to bleed out. So cholesterol helps to block a hole or clog a hole or fill a hole in the artery. So it's not just floating around the body causing problems. It has a real and true need in the body.
So what you're saying is cholesterol is similar to like a patch
in the arteries, correct? So we need these things, and we need what cholesterol is the precursor for many other things. We need those things in our bodies for our bodies to function properly. Cholesterol is not necessarily the enemy. Just because you have cholesterol, it doesn't mean you're always going to get heart disease. But what science has done, science has discovered a way to create drugs that lower your heart or that lower your cholesterol levels. And so if they can lower your cholesterol levels and they can sell you on the need for it, they can sell you a drug. And that has become way too widespread. Trying to lower your cholesterol by taking a drug has become way, way too popular.
And it's become a crutch for so many people, Brian, because that's what they're relying on to keep themselves from having heart disease. And it gives them a false hope that what they can get by without really getting back to the basics and having a healthy lifestyle and really watching their diet and making sure that they get good, rigorous exercise. That's problem one. Problem two is that there's always a real lag time between the side effects, the long-term side effects of these new miracle drugs and the short-term benefits. And I guarantee you, whatever they think the side effects of statins are now, there's going to be long-term side effects of statins 20 years down the road that's going to make it look a lot less attractive to the buying public than it does right now.
You're absolutely right, Doug. And the other thing that's frightening is that the drug companies have no culpability in any of this. They just wash their hands and go, okay, I guess we're not going to make any more money selling that. We'll make another drug. But it's all of us, our family members, our friends that are taking the statin drugs right now. We're the ones that pay the ultimate price. And if you've lost a family member to heart disease or cancer or any kind of condition, and if you turn around and realize that, oh my God, the drug they were on to prevent the problem literally could have caused the problem, well, suing a drug company, that's neither here nor there because
it doesn't bring them back.
It doesn't bring anybody back. That's exactly right. And when your health has deteriorated to the point where you don't care anymore, well, then that doesn't help either. So maybe you sue the drug company, and as Gary would say, the only one that makes any money off that's the lawyers.
And that's not a bad thing, by the way.
but what happens is the drug companies could care less because they've already made billions and billions of dollars.
To your point, in 2008, Pfizer purportedly had $12.8 billion of sales of Lipitor. $12.8 billion when statins were really getting popular in 2008. Now, Lipitor has competitors now, but I still bet you they're, rolling in the dough.
Absolutely. And when there are articles that are coming out saying everybody needs to be on statins as a preventative measure, that is an absolute farce in terms of how health is supposed to be. It is so far from what is healthy that it is mind-boggling. But when report after report after report come out that says, oh, you should be on this, it's the greatest thing ever. But when nobody's looking at the fact that those reports are bought and paid for, and the corruption is at the highest level, and we are the ones that are ultimately trying to show you that that's not how physiologically the body works. But when we have a little weekend talk radio show that is promoted by three people here, that it's we don't have the funding to stand up against the Pfizers of the world and go, that's ridiculous.
And at the very least, everybody listening out there ought to just take a step back and try to think about what the motivation is behind the publicity that everybody my age and older should be on a statin, period. And I'm not saying there aren't good doctors. I'm not saying there aren't good people at drug companies. But there is an economic part to this equation that everybody needs to think about when they look at the numbers of dollars being made by the sale of statins.
You're absolutely correct. And what I want you guys to do, this is a live call-in show, so please give us a call, 866-660-5759. Let's get your calls answered, 866-660-5759. Call in. We'll get we'll get some questions going because I want you guys to understand how important this is to your health and your overall lifestyle.
And I also want y'all to understand that we're not saying there's not a soul out there that shouldn't be on a statin. I mean, there probably are people that should. We're just saying that the tried and true thousands or millions, depending on whether you're a creationist or a new world or whatever person you are, but lots of years have been involved in the tried and true method of healthy exercise and a good diet, keeping you healthy as opposed to some magic pill all of a sudden making you healthy.
Absolutely. Now, Kevin, you had mentioned something I think during the break, about one of the side effects of statin drugs in terms of what it does to the GI tract. And side effects to statins and the cholesterol-lowering drugs, what it does to the GI tract is it injures, it causes problems, causes constipations, that's diarrhea. Let me explain something to you about cholesterol and why and how this happens. Cholesterol is used to make bile. Bile is a greenish fluid that is stored, is produced by the liver and stored in the gallbladder, which the gallbladder releases in order to digest foods, specifically to digest fats. Now, if the cholesterol is not present to produce the bile, we cannot produce that. We cannot digest the food. And, oh, by the way, guess which organ is going to pay the price? The GI tract, because the food stays in there longer. It doesn't get digested, and it causes a problem. And if you do not have the ability to produce the cholesterol because you are on a cholesterol-lowering medication, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have things become backed up. You're going to have food not be digested. And guess what organ is going to have to work longer and harder? The liver. The liver is going to try and produce it. It needs cholesterol. And since you're already taking a toxic medication that the liver has to detoxify, the liver is going to be working overtime. So these are how the symptoms add up. One of the major problems with statin and all cholesterol-lowering medications is it causes GI problems, causes bowel movement problems. It causes liver failure on a regular and consistent basis. And people, this is why the physiology behind these drugs, it's mind-boggling how we're being sold this bill of goods. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you in part by Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, where your health matters. We'll be right back after a few short messages.
Talk 660, Case Guy, and Mike Gallagher. Mike Gallagher. Weekdays at 8, News Talk 660, Case Guy.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from companycorporation.com. 1-800-300-1338.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-300-1338. 1-800-300-1338. That's 1-800-300-1338.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you.
Celebrating 88 years of Texas values. Save thousands now during the 88th anniversary sales event at Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Plano and Louisville. That's right. Shop hassle-free and save big on every new Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram with massive 88th anniversary discounts that will save you a ton of money. Plus, with the lowest financing and the highest cash rebates available, Huffines saves you even more. And Huffines is proud to be the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at Ohio and Plano Parkway. And in Louisville, see Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on I-35 just north of 121. Or click it and pick it at Huffines.net. Huffines.
Hi, this is George. I'm with the Filling Station DFW. We are a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. So if you're troubled, burdened, sick, or in need of healing, I'd like to invite you to come down to the Filling Station DFW. Now, we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. If you're listening and you're troubled, burdened, sick, or you need healing for something, I'd like to invite you to come down to the Filling Station DFW. The Filling Station is a ministry led by a number of committed Christians from various denominations, and we want to pray for you. Now, we're not a church. We're a prayer ministry. And we meet every second and fourth Monday night at 7 p.m. at the Plaza Arts Theater, located in old downtown Carrollton. Visit us online at thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com.
If you're like me, you don't want the temperature in your home too hot or too cold. You want it to be just right. You also don't want to overpay your utilities. Hi, this is Kelly Carroll with the Ask the Expert radio show. I know who can keep your home temperature cool and comfortable this summer and reduce your electric bill. It's Thompson 72 degree air conditioning and heating. Thompson's has the newest high efficiency AC systems available that can cut your electric bills by up to 50%. Plus, for a limited time, receive a free Honeywell touchscreen digital thermostat valued at over $600 with each new system. Get a free estimate by calling a Thompson's Comfort Advisor at 817-560-4300. That's 817-560-4300. Thompson's is who I call to keep my home cool and comfortable. Thompson's 72 degree air conditioning and heating when the temperature absolutely has to be just right. Financing is available. Give them a call at 817-560-4300.
92.9 FM in Dallas. 95.5 FM in Arlington. 99.9 FM in Fort Worth. News Talk 660. K-Sky. The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-K-Sky. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660. K-Sky.
This is where the
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, and thank you so much for listening. We got a good show going today. We're talking about cholesterol and trying to lower your cholesterol levels naturally. And really, we spent the first half hour ripping on statin drugs, and I think we got to kind of relax a little bit, try to, I know myself, I need to maybe try to lower my personal blood pressure. I'm getting a little hot, you know, a little fired up over here. But the cholesterol, don't get me wrong, if you build up cholesterol, there could be a problem. But there are multiple reasons why you could be building up cholesterol. If you're not consuming enough cholesterol on your day-to-day diet, then your body's going to try to synthesize more and more of it, and your body's going to try to respond and react in different ways. So what you need to do is figure out what the underlying mechanism is why you have, quote-unquote, high cholesterol levels. And if you have high cholesterol levels because you have a terrible diet, poor exercise routine, then maybe that's the problem. In the history of mankind, and I mean the whole history of mankind, nobody has ever been diagnosed with high cholesterol levels due to a lack of medication. Does that fully sink in? That a lack of medication is not the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem, and this is a well-documented cause, the cause of the problem is a poor lifestyle. And if the cause is a poor lifestyle, does it make sense to insert a drug to offset the cause of the lifestyle? No, it does not. But I know that I can sell you, let me back up. The drug companies know they can sell you a drug because they don't want you to change your lifestyle. So instead of saying, hey, this is the cause of the problem, they go, hey, don't worry about the cause, here's the drug. And that's what people do. They go, you know what? I'm too busy. And then you know when you stop being too busy? When you're in the hospital. When it's almost too late. That's when you have what I call the come to Jesus moment. And if you're not Christian and you don't believe in Jesus, we'll call it a come to whatever moment. We'll call it a wake-up call. That's when you have the wake-up call. Usually we get the wake-up call when it's too late. And what I want you to understand is that right now is the greatest time to wake up. Don't wait until you are so far into the red that you have passed the ability to change your diet, change your exercise, change your lifestyle, because your body is screaming at you for attention. And a lot of times, and what we need to do on here one day, we need to get an investment guy, a retirement planner on here to talk about the finances of how to retire, because your health is the exact same way. Too many times people get to retirement age and go, well, I'm at retirement age. Maybe it's time for me to start saving some money. And by then it's too late. And that the exact same thing happens to our health. We're too busy raising kids. We're too busy trying to make money. We're too busy trying to buy a new car. And then we get to the end of our working career and we go, man, I am sick as a dog. I have no energy. I'm just tired. I've got no drive anymore. And that's not how it's supposed to be. Even if you look back biblically, you know, Moses was 80 years old when he led the Jews out of Egypt. 80 years old. Most people, by the time they're in their 40s and 50s, are just too tired to lead anybody anywhere. You know, heck, John McCain ran for president, you know, in 2008, and everybody was mocking him because he was 71. You know, and so we have to take our health into our own hands, and we have to be accountable to ourselves. And cholesterol is a lot like that. So there are some natural things we can do, but the natural things that we do get zero media attention. And when we do, they do get the media attention. They're usually followed by some disclaimer about how it doesn't really work, or go see your doctor and get put on statins anyway. But the body was intended, it was designed to eat real whole foods. And if you eat real whole foods and you follow a good, healthy diet program, you can lower your cholesterol levels.
Well, here's the thing. It's such a perverse and perverted logic, Brian, to think that you have a really bad lifestyle and how you treat it is with a prescription medication, and that becomes your crutch, because the unhealthy lifestyle may have 10 or 15 or 20 negative health consequences, and the statin's only treating one of them. And so let's say you have to have a different magic pill for each negative health consequence caused by your bad lifestyle. So that puts you on 20 pills, and each of those 20 pills has side effects. And so let's say you only need one pill for each of the side effects. All of a sudden you wake up one day and you're on 30 or 40 pills. I mean, it can really increase exponentially the number of prescriptions you are on and the number of times you take each prescription every day can basically multiply on you exponentially. Or I guess it's not, if it's exponentially, it's not multiplying. It's to the powers. But that's what can really happen. And the reason is you never address the root cause of the problem, which has been your point all along. It's your unhealthy lifestyle.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can never have a cheeseburger or you never have a piece of cheesecake again. But we have to stop and realize that the unhealthy lifestyles are the problem. And it's the consuming foods that have no nutritional value on a day-to-day basis. Drinking drinks or beverages that have no real nutritional value or no ability to hydrate us, that's what the problem is. You know, it's not that you can't have a cup of coffee. It's that you have to make sure you also are drinking water during the day. Not Gatorade, not sugary drinks, water, which is what your body needs, which is what each and every cell in the human body needs. So we all are concerned about our health. And if you're not concerned about health, there's going to come a time in your life when you become concerned about your health. And if you wait until you have a problem, then it's going to be a lot harder to correct. So what I'm saying now is take a few steps here and there. And it doesn't mean you have to drastically change your life and so that you wake up tomorrow on Sunday and go, okay, now I can no longer have any more fun. I've got to do X, Y, and Z. That's not what I'm saying. We have to take gradual steps to altering our lifestyle slowly but surely. But the steps are natural. They're fairly easy. And all it takes is the initial mindset where we wake up and we go, you know what? I don't want to be addicted to prescription medications. I don't want to be like everybody else that I know that has problems X, Y, and Z, and they're running to their doctors, and they never get any healthier. Do you guys ever notice that? That people are going to their doctors all the time. They're paying, I mean, they are paying ungodly amounts of money to insurance companies, but nobody's getting any healthier.
Yeah, they get into the lifestyle of being sick. That really kind of becomes their lifestyle. And you know, and so their regimen, their daily regimen, as opposed to going to the gym and doing this, that, and the other, is they get out their 50 pill boxes and they take their pills and they're always going to this doctor and then they're going to that doctor. And that really can start with people as young as me and a little bit younger, that really becomes their life. Their sick care becomes their entire life.
Absolutely. And they spend half of their day trying to figure out when to take which pill, how to take it, make sure it doesn't counteract with the pill they're going to take at lunchtime. And that is not how we were designed to live.
Half their day and all of their money. And there are so many accidental drug overdoses these days. People taking a pill and then forgetting that they've taken it and taking it again, or people taking a pill and taking another pill that doesn't mix well with the pill that they just took, but they were prescribed by two completely different doctors, and so wires got crossed.
And then not to mention the side effects. And when side effects are things like muscle pain and muscle aches, and then people wake up and go, oh, you know what? And it's no wonder why we've got such a giant give-up mentality.
Well, to your point, you know, two of the things that we've talked most about an unhealthy lifestyle causing are heart disease and diabetes. And so I was shocked. I just found this out today that, you know, surprise, surprise, one of the big side effects of statins that are prescribed to treat heart disease is it highly increases your chance of getting diabetes.
Absolutely. And one of the problems with diabetes is that it's also nutritionally based. The problem is we've been eating these incredibly high-carb diets, and our pancreas is so maxed out we can't produce any more insulin, so we got to supplement more insulin. Now, this whole conversation we're having right now stemmed from an article that we read in the Daily Mail.
If you're a Beatles fan.
That's right, talking about how, according to the Daily Mail, according to Jenny Hope, who wrote the article, everyone over 50 needs to be taking statin drugs. And that is so unbelievably false that it's not even funny. It's so unbelievably false. So in just a few minutes, I'm gonna try and give you guys a few juicy details about the statin drugs and the false claims that are made by the drug companies. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine. This is Dr. Brian Imphius, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression. We'll be right back after a few short messages.
Prager Show. Weekdays at 11. News Talk 660. K-Sky.
Are you finding yourself in a spiritual battle more and more every day? Are you addicted to drugs, abuse alcohol, or struggling with relationships or health issues? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you're about to meet the man that has all the answers. His name is Jesus. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." We invite you to tune in here on The Word in the Night.
Listen to Word in the Night tonight starting at 9 on News Talk 660 K-Sky.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-400-2936. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-400-2936. That's 1-800-400-2936. 1-800-400-2936.
Attention parents. If your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get the Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-430-3961 and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961. That's 1-800-430-3961. 1-800-430-3961.
Thinking of doing a little spring cleaning? What about cleaning out the garage? What are you going to do with that old car?
Get in touch today with my friends at Charity Motors. Call them at 972-CHARITY or find them online at charitymotors.org. Charity Motors will come and get your car for free, even if it's not running. They'll turn around and sell it at about half off to someone in the community in need, someone that needs a car. And when your car sells, you pick the charity that receives the proceeds from the sale of the car. What's your favorite charity? Remember, they can benefit when you donate to Charity Motors. So someone gets a car, you help out a local charity, and finally, you get the best tax break available. Charity Motors gives you a full fair market value tax deduction guaranteed when you donate your car. And you don't have to wait for your car to sell to get your great tax deduction. Set things up today with my friends at Charity Motors. Call 972-CHARITY, 972-CHARITY, or find them online at charitymotors.org. Spring cleaning has never been easier. Helping those who help others. Charity Motors.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
Follow News Talk 660 Case Guy on Facebook and Twitter. Details at CaseGuy.com or search News Talk 660 Case Guy.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your questions to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on News Talk 660 Case Guy.
This is where the healing begins.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to the DFW Medical Magazine. We're talking about cholesterol. We're talking about an article that we read that says everybody should be on statin drugs. And we here take the stance that that's just not how it's supposed to be. So we want to get your calls on this. This is our last segment. Give us a call at 866-660-5759, and we'll see if we can get your question answered. Now, the article you read was in the Daily Mail, which is a UK, England, United Kingdom online magazine, and it was also published in the Lancet, which is a very highly respected. The information was taken from stuff published in the Lancet, which is a highly recognized publication in the medical community. Now, they're talking about statin drugs, and the article was talking about statin drugs like they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And there's a few things I want you guys to read into this study. Now, the positive findings from this study that was in The Lancet have, as often the case, been expressed as reductions in relative risk. One of the problems is the risk of a vascular event occurring. So the risk of vascular events overall was 20% lower for each 1 millimeter of mole reduction in the levels of low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or LDL, which is commonly referred to as the bad cholesterol. However, if you want to, you can kind of think that there's no such thing as bad cholesterol, but that's more of a marker. If you have high numbers of LDLs, that's more of a marker that things are going in the wrong direction. Anyway, so the risk of a vascular event was 21% lower for each 1 millimeter of mole for LDLs increase. Now, however, when the overall risk is low, then a relative risk reduction might not amount to a whole lot in real terms. So we were told by the authors that treating with statins prevented 11 major vascular events for every 1,000 people treated over the course of 5 years. So over the course of 5 years, that it helped 11 people out of every 1,000. So to put in another way of looking at that is that 91 people would need to be treated for 5 years to prevent one vascular event. Now, that is not a very significant number. Would you agree, Doug?
That's not a very big number.
Yeah, so let me break that down again. So that equates to 1% of the people treated with statin for 5 years will have any benefit. That means 99% of the people taking statin drugs will have no real health benefit. But that
the side effects are real.
Exactly. The side effects are real. So you have to break the numbers down a little bit differently because the numbers can be skewed because researchers can be bought and paid for. And one of the things that I read here about the researchers that did the research here, that the authors collectively were part of a group called the Cholesterol Treatment Trialists Collaboration, which is a mouthful in and of itself. But the Cholesterol Treatment Trialists collaborators who did this study that proved how vital we all think statins are, that there were researchers from Oxford University, the Epidemiological Studies Unit at Oxford University, research from the Clinical Trial Service Unit, and that the conflicts of interest statements from this article, which accompanies the paper that we wrote, informs us that some members of the writing community have received reimbursements of costs to participate in the scientific meetings from the pharmaceutical industry. So basically what they admitted is that, hey, by the way, the people who did the research and the science, we paid them to do the research and we paid them to share the results with people. So in and of itself, it was a flawed, fundamentally flawed and skewed in one direction so that you got a positive result.
Yeah, they're not completely independent researchers is what we're saying.
Not at all. And so that's why when you see an article about how great statin drugs are and then you break it down, well, it was great because we said this is statistically significant, and the people who say it's statistically significant are paid for by the drug company who wants the research to look statistically significant. But along the same way, they cannot disprove all the negative side effects. That right there tells you that there's something going on. And ladies and gentlemen, I really want you to understand that statin drugs do not have to be in your future.
You know, Dr. Brian, you don't have to look far for proof of that. In the comments, and I will quote, "I was given them, but I stopped taking them when the pains in my arms got so bad I had trouble sleeping. My advice, don't bother." And, you know, you can even look at the comments on this article, just like that person said, that we don't need to be on these chemicals.
No. And I've been trying to find, because I remember reading a long time ago, and since I don't want to quote what I was reading from because I can't find it here, but for a drug to be deemed helpful, for something to get FDA approval, I believe the drug has to work for what it is intended to work 21% of the time. So let's say that Kevin comes up with a drug and goes to Doug and says, "Doug, I've got this new drug." And Doug tests it and says, "Okay, this new drug is for getting rid of arm pain." And Kevin says, "Yes." And Doug discovers that it works to get rid of arm pain 21% of the time. And then the FDA can say, "Well, the drug gets rid of the arm pain 21% of the time. We will approve your drug to go to market." That's the statistics that you need to get your drug cleared to go on the market, is it needs to work 21% of the time. Now, that is not a giant number. So to put that into perspective, if something happens just randomly, you have the statistics of chance, something that just by chance is going to change your arm pain or your lack of arm pain. If something happens 7% of the time, that's considered chance or luck. So for the FDA to approve a drug, the minimum it has to work is only 3 times that of pure luck. That is not a very statistically sound way of looking at a drug. But yet that's the system that we're under, and we don't necessarily fully embrace this, and we don't challenge it near enough. We don't challenge the norm of, well, you know, this drug has got to be helpful because my doctor prescribed it. Well, your doctor may not fully know everything because we have already documented that a lot of times doctors get their information from the medical company. Doctors, when they are in medical school, are in medical school. They're not in health school. So they're not taught a lot of the healthy things that we should or should not be doing.
At the very least, few medical doctors are dietitians. They're not nutritionists. And not to badmouth them, but they have a mutually symbiotic relationship with the drug companies. And so my advice to everybody out there would be, as opposed to taking, you know, Dr. A at face value, or even taking Brian and Kevin and I at face value, the best thing you can do is educate yourself and have a real broad-based education about any prescribed medication or supplement, for that matter, that you're putting in your body.
You know, Doug, I agree 100% with that. That's why I like to research so much, because you can hear, you can go on the internet and get proof for anything you want to find proof on. But until you research it the correct way and look at all sides, you're not going to have a clear picture.
You know what, Kevin, I'll tell you what. A great man once told me, this great man, I'm going to quote from James Nymphaeus, one of the greatest men I know. He told me, Brian, if you haven't found something that backs up your claim, then you just haven't read enough. So what that means is, and he told me that long before there was anything known as the internet. So what that means is that if you want to believe something, you can go on the internet, you can find somebody that agrees with you, and you can find some sort of study to back up your claim. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's the honest truth, because anybody can write a bogus report, anybody can write a bogus study. And if that bogus study has enough funding behind it, well, people are going to pick it up as mainstream. And unfortunately, the world we live in, bogus studies are bought and paid for by companies that make billions of dollars off the end results.
So be well-read, but don't just necessarily believe the first thing that you read.
That's right. You've been listening to the DFW Medical Magazine. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We love you all. Stay healthy.
Thank you for listening to DFW Medical Magazine with Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinical Director for Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Medical Magazine here on News Talk 660 K-Sky. K-Sky.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
Somebody told me, since I have cracks in my walls, that I need foundation repair. Is that true? Let's ask Bill Thomas of Accurate Foundation Repair.
That's not necessarily true. With the drought we're having today, we look at a lot of them that don't need foundation repair. However, they show signs that they may. Truth is, the drought makes it look that way.
Seems like every foundation repair company offers a warranty, but how do I know what warranty even means?
In the service.